It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 416, the three things you need to know this hour first.
The Utah Jazz have their season opener on Wednesday, and the NBA is partnering with some prosecutors in case there are any unruly fans this year. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the family of a Hispanic radio host is mourning her loss after she was allegedly shot and killed by her ex-fiance. Her family says she was trying to get out of a toxic relationship. Third hour, biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky.
That's Salt Lake County, where the rain is slowing down the drive on southbound I-15 downtown to Draper, on I-215 South Belt, and westbound on the 21st South Freeway, anywhere between I-15 and Bangor Highway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Gusty winds, lightning, thunder, and now valley rain and mountain snow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now, only 54 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump heads to court to keep a House committee from getting a look at some of his documents.
Former President Trump's attorney arguing the January 6th committee is harassing Mr. Trump by sending what they call an illegal, unfounded, and overbroad records request to the National Archive. The lawsuit also accuses President Biden of helping the committee by refusing to block the release of those documents. Donald Trump trying to get a court to make sure the committee doesn't see evidence showing what he did before and during those attacks.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. Hundreds of people reported to a gymnasium today in Georgia. That's where a socially distanced jury selection began in the trial of three white men charged with fatally shooting Ahmaud Arbery, a black man who was jogging in their neighborhood. U.S. Embassy sources have confirmed to ABC News that the FBI has been in contact with the gang believed to have kidnapped 17 U.S. and Canadian missionaries and their families last weekend in Haiti.
Our embassy team in Haiti has been in constant contact with the Haitian National Police, with the missionary group Christian Aid Ministries.
State Department spokesman Ned Price. A standoff in Chicago over COVID-19 mandates for city workers continues. The mayor, Lori Lightfoot, warning the police department that officers who do not comply could be fired. President Biden honoring the memory of Colin Powell.
This is a guy born son of immigrants in New York City, raised in Harlem in the South Bronx. Graduated from City College in New York, and he rose to the highest ranks not only in the military, but also in areas of foreign policy and statecraft.
The nation's first black Secretary of State and Joint Chiefs of Staff chair died this morning at the age of 84 due to complications from COVID-19. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Wild weather, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
We are seeing more snow and rain along the Wasatch Front. Meteorologist Monica Traphagen with the National Weather Service says the storm will move up through to the north.
It's moving in right now. This is the storm that's going to bring significant snow to the mountains of northern Utah through Tuesday morning. On the front edge of the storm as it's moving in, we're seeing some very gusty winds, a lot in excess of 50 miles per hour. And we're expecting those to continue over the next few hours as the storm starts to continue to push into the Wasatch Front.
Yeah.
So they're directly in association with the storm system that's moving through.
And the wind will let up in the next couple of hours while the rain and snow continues. KSL News Time 419. Well, let's get the very latest on the conditions. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
A soaked and soggy drive along I-80 in Parley's and in the valley. But where I'm seeing most of the heavy and slow traffic is moving westbound I-80 from right about 7th East over to the I-15 junction. Rain delays southbound I-15 from downtown to 123rd South. A little bit of slowing on the northbound side going into Sandy, and then again from 4500 South all the way into downtown. Westbound on the 21st South Freeway, soaked and soggy as well. That's slowing speeds. That's westbound from I-15 over to Bangor Highway. Len?
Also out in the West Desert, Ricky, in either direction of I-80 and in Tooele, keep an eye out for gusty winds and wet roads, especially those high-profile vehicles. Also wet roads as you head over the point of the mountain and some high winds at times. You have wet roads all the way through Utah County. It looks like it's dark and wet in Springville as well. You're up Provo Canyon. It's wet and raining there as well. Steve?
And we have slowdowns on southbound Foothill Drive this afternoon between Sunnyside Avenue now out to 21st South. But no issues, really, but some rain delays from downtown Salt Lake City between 5th South and 6th North, leaving downtown Salt Lake City. Then you're back to good speeds into Davis County. Got slowdowns, though, at the Layton Parkway up into Clearfield. We still have that crash on northbound Highway 89 at 3,000 South or 3,000 North in Layton, I should say. That's on the right shoulder, adding to those delays between SR-193 and I-84. No need to fear your home renovation project. The only thing you'll need to be aware of are Ogden's Flooring. Scary low prices this October on all flooring and countertops. Visit ogdensflooring.com today. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, Kevin Eubank has joined me in studio. A little bit of winter today.
We love weather. We love it when it comes in like this.
I thought you were going to say, we love winter.
We do love winter,
well,
too.
Some of us do.
Oh, come on, that's a good thing. We need every bit of water we can get.
We certainly do.
Our storm has arrived, and the winds ahead of it, my goodness, we had 50 to almost 60 mile an hour winds whipping out there, lightning, thunder. Well, the storm is here, so valley rain and mountain snow continue tonight through the day tomorrow. Looks like the temperature in the valley, 38 for the low in Salt Lake, so it will likely be maybe a little rain-snow mix, but it won't accumulate. Benches, less than an inch, and the real accumulating snow will happen in the mountains. It's already snowing like crazy at Alta and Snowbird up on top of Brighton. So we're looking at 6 to 12 inches up in the Cottonwood Canyons. They've already had 2.5 feet of snow so far in October. So it's a great start for them. Storm lingers through midday tomorrow, tapers off by afternoon, and then we kind of settle into partly cloudy skies, low to mid-60s for the work week. Our next storm looks to come in late in the weekend, Sunday into next Monday.
Okay, you told me a few weeks ago these early storms are good news when it comes to the season and kind of tracking what the season's going to be like.
This storm is going to deliver another quarter to a half inch of rain in the valleys, 3/4 inch to an inch of water on the benches, and the mountains are going to get over an inch. These storms are gold when you put them in the ground in October and in November. So this is just pure savings going into the savings bank so that when the snow runs off, the runoff will actually get into the reservoirs. You couldn't ask for a better scenario in October to help us recover what we can recover in spring from the water.
So it doesn't pretend what's going to happen in the future?
It doesn't, but when you go back in time and you look at wet Octobers, they generally indicate a wet pattern that will at least run through the end of the year. Mm-hmm. They're not predictive of the spring season as much, but if you can get a wet October, typically that translates into an above normal November and December.
So keep our fingers crossed.
We'll cross the fingers.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
You bet.
And right now, boy, the temperature has dropped and we are looking at, 54 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, we're going to see how the markets ended the day. The Dow is on track to have its best October or best month in a while. We'll see how we ended the day coming up next.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I was in my Burt Brothers location closest to me just the other day, and I went in just for a simple oil change. But as I always do, and they always remind me, we'll look things over. And they did, and fortunately, the old F-150 is in pretty good shape. And I was chatting with the folks behind the desk, and they said, you know, I wish more people would come in before the big snowstorm, before they've been sliding off the road, before they're on the side of the road with a battery issue. I wish they'd come in now so we can help before that winter weather comes, and it's right around the corner right now. This is the time to get into Burt Brothers. Get a grip on this winter with $70 back by mail on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you purchase 4 Bridgestone Blizzak tires. Increase that reward to $100 when you use your Burt Brothers credit card. There are 14 convenient locations right now. Burt Brothers Complete Auto Care. Simply done better.
COVID-19 is killing too many of our veterans. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA in Salt Lake City. In this week's Upholding Valor, tired VA nurses urge veterans to get the vaccine.
I show up, and I've been showing up for the last 18 months. COVID has taken over my entire life, and it is really lonely, and it is really hard, and I'm doing this for you, and I need you to do this for us.
One thing that has been shown is that the vaccine does reduce the risk of death by 95%.
To hear more from doctors and nurses on the front line, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting veterans to 57500 or go to kslpodcast.com/veterans.
American United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for upholding valor and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/upholdingvalor to learn more.
Charles is dying from COVID-19, not because he has the disease, but because he has to travel 95 miles in an ambulance to the nearest open ICU bed. Yes, his local ICU was just minutes away, but it's full of COVID patients, nearly all of whom haven't been vaccinated. So, if you think you're not hurting anyone by skipping the vaccine, think again. Please, get vaccinated. Find a location at coronavirus.utah.gov.
We are watching Utah's Money. It's brought to you by Central Bank. Walmart Plus members will get a first look at Black Friday deals. Those who subscribe to the program will be able to be first in line for giant TVs, air fryers, and Legos. Walmart is betting it can use worries about the supply chain issues to get more people to sign up for a membership. KSL Drive's car conglomerate Stellantis has plans to build a lithium-ion battery factory to start electric vehicle production. Stellantis was formed at the beginning of this year when it merged with Fiat Chrysler. Apple's laptop is getting an update. The new thinner MacBook will come in a 16 or 14-inch option, which will run you at least $2,000. Wall Street was mixed today. The Dow ended down 36 points. It finished the day at 35,258. S&P was up by 15, and the NASDAQ gained 124 points.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.